I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My program is broadcast live on Thursdays at 11, it's rebroadcast Thursday nights at 9, and Saturdays at noon. If you're listening on Thursday mornings, please call in at 805-564-1290, or toll free at 866-564-1290, or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce like in Springsteen and Sallon like in Springsteen. SALLAN.com. Our next segment is Single Parent Dating with our special guest, Rachel Serra. Rachel Serra, a.k.a. Single Mom Seeking, is an award-winning journalist and the author of the dating memoir, Single Mom Seeking. Rachel is contacted regularly as a parenting expert. Most recently, she was interviewed on the Today Show for a segment on When Is It Okay for Kids to Run Around Naked? I want to know when it's okay for me to run around naked. Anyway, welcome, Rachel, to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
I imagine you have some strong thoughts and opinions on the use of texting, email, and other social media when dating. Frankly, whether you're a single mom, a single person, period, what do you think?
Yeah, it's been really great to listen to you and Pastor Drew. And one of the things I'm really intrigued about that I wanted to ask you about is that how are we as parents role models? And believe me, I'm not judging at all, and I really appreciate your motto, be the best mom or dad you can be, because I'm guilty of this myself. For example, I'm being in the middle of conversation with my child, and then a text message comes through, and I pick up my phone completely distracted. But I'm wondering how many of us is, say, single parents who are dating, or if you're married and you get a text message in, what kind of model are you being to your kids when it comes to communicating?
Well, I'm being the quintessential hypocritical model. Do as I say, not as I do. And I truly, I'm not trying to be funny. I am not as good at this as I should be. I'm building a new business as a writer and now a radio show host, and it has been important to me. And I am completely guilty of exactly what you're talking about, in shuffling my kids off and poo-pooing what they want to talk about because I've got work to do. And I can do it everywhere. So it is truly a problem. But I'm a little bit more curious how you think this relates to dating. However, we have a call.
Great.
And let's take the call. I believe it's Carol. Carol, welcome to the Bruce Allen Show.
Well, thank you for listening to me. I just had a comment. You were talking about texting. My daughter, a couple of years ago, got me a book, and it was Texting for Dummies. And I turned around and mailed it right back to her because I don't text. I totally believe that we've lost the communication skills for our kids today. If you can't pick up a phone and talk to your parents, then the parents need to be firm in saying, don't text me. It's more important that you talk to me and show the emotion and care about the conversation.
Well, I agree with you, Carol, but the thing is, I would argue a little bit that, like almost everything, moderation is key. I find for me the value of texting when it's just strictly information, like I'm on my way to pick you up or I'm going to be late. That is valuable. But when you want to communicate anything emotional, I think that's when you're taking a large risk. Rachel, you have any thoughts on that?
I'm really on the same page as you with that I'm definitely text with my child too. I know so many parents do just for those little brief logistic things, like did you get where you're supposed to go, got here, and maybe as a parent you might be in the middle of a meeting and can't really take the call right then, but you just want to know and you really appreciate your child staying in touch. Now when it comes to something else like, I had a fight with my best friend I need to talk to you about it, that's a whole different ballgame. It really, I agree with you, Carol, would need a phone conversation.
Carol, one other thing that I also believe, again, going back to the kind of the happy medium, it's important for us as parents to be aware of the world our kids live in. So while you may not want to text or do Facebook or any of that stuff, I know for me, as an example, My boys have allowed me to be their friends on Facebook. And I will offer a very valuable tip to all parents, which is, I figured this out somehow myself, which is, if you are allowed to be your kid's friend on Facebook, you can never, ever say anything. Because if you do, even a compliment, you say, wow, that was terrific. All of a sudden, all of their friends will see it and go, your dad is on your Facebook page? That's icky. So, but it has proven to me to be a valuable insight into what they're thinking, what they're saying. In my boy's case, especially my older one, how much swearing is going on. So while I agree with you, Carol, that the important stuff must be done by phone or in person, it's still a parent's job to be with the times.
Oh, I know, and I am with the times. You know, I email and I check my voicemail all the time. And I agree with you. If you do text, you know, the things about, well, I'm late, I'm on my way, or what's your address, or simple things like that, just easy commands that, or easy statements. But what you mentioned earlier too was how refreshing it was for a person to receive a thank you note or I'm thinking of you card. I instilled that so much in both of my children, and now my grandson, who is 8 years old, when I send him something, his parents have carried that on, where he sits down and writes a note. And it takes him a long time because, you know, he has to spell everything, and he's a perfectionist. And so it takes him a long time to write the note, but I feel that the time that was spent on that was so valuable. These kids today don't spend the time. We've lost that manners.
I completely agree.
That's what I'm coming back to is just the simple thank you and you did a great job, or you know, I'm just thinking of you. We've lost that. We've lost that in the service industry. We've lost that in every place you go. Manners are just, I mean, I went to a store the other day at Macy's, and these two clerks had a little conversation that was all about the night before and how much fun they had, and I wanted to purchase something, and I walked away.
I understand. Listen, Carol, we are running a little out of time of this segment. I appreciate your call. I hope you'll listen in and recommend to your friends.
I do.
Thank you so much, Carol. Appreciate it. Rachel, we're getting near the end of the show. Where can people reach you and sell yourself a commercial if you'd like on my time? We've got about 2 minutes left.
You can find my blog and my email through my URL, www.singlemomseeking.com, and it's Single Mom and Seeking, S as in Sam, EEKING.com. You can get to my blog there. I also would love to put in a plug for the website that I co-founded with Dr. Leah Klungnis, the author of The Complete Single Mother, and you can find us at singlemommyhood, just like neighborhood, .com.
I can vouch for that site and for Dr. Leah, because I've been to both, and they are terrific. Rachel, it's been a pleasure having you on. I look forward to having you on next week as well.
Thank you.
To our listeners, we will cover a wide variety of subjects about being a single parent and dating. It isn't easy. And as Rachel will certainly share with you, and I can share from our own personal experiences, there are rules and things that we need to do it as well as possible. So thank you again, Rachel.
Thank you, Bruce.
I'll talk with you later, and it is time for another break, so be sure to call in if you're listening Thursday morning at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.